Joyce, today I hate everyone from Kingston or somewhere in Ontario, Sudbury, who knows. That's from the 90s. And I start off the set with some Moxie Fruvis, King of Spain, featuring some celebrity from CBC Radio and television and all that stuff. Okay, you are listening to Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, and it is time to kick into the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have 42.
Hey there, Vancouver.
Hey Troy! This song is called Kamal's Mustache.
I couldn't hear that.
That was Kamal's Mustache.
Kamal's Mustache, winner of the 2011 Name That Song by 42 contest. Hey, Ben.
Am I supposed to talk to you guys?
Excuse me?
Anyway, 42 live on CITR. Thanks for coming out.
Did you turn this away from you on purpose, my old friend? My old nemesis?
Yeah, possibly. So, 42, you are...
Is making a dick reference? You want me to fuck you? I don't understand what's happening right now.
Hey, now.
You just pointed your mic into the PA.
Hey, now.
Well, then you should have told me that.
All you're doing is feeding back.
Do I look like I have turn. Wait for it.
The interview sounds like the music now.
Better?
Yeah.
Better?
Worse.
This is horse shit.
So, you guys, hello.
Into the mic, dude.
Play more songs, please.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Play more songs.
You're on four. You're on your fourth F-bomb.
Hey, fifth time here. Hey, what's going on? Thanks for being.
What is going on? What was the last show you played?
Oh, shit, my pants. I forgot to book a band. Did you do it? Are you fucking?
What was the last? How was your last show? Where did you play last? Wasn't it here?
The last time we played here.
It was here. No, the last time you played a show was here.
Yeah.
And when was the last time you played a show before that? Probably here too.
No, that was at the Railway Club.
Was
with
it?
With Amy Honey.
Talk into the mic.
Yeah.
Into the.
I can't. I have to look at Ben, or glasses tells me I have to look at the beautiful quilt.
Or glasses.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
That's all right.
It's close enough.
That's why there's nothing to talk. Let's talk about the 90s. Because let's talk about the 90s. Let's talk about the 90s.
Okay, let's do it.
Because that's something you know about, obviously.
Because I'm old.
You're old, like, well, same as me. You're so 90s. Howard and I, like, so did you ever play at a Starfish? No.
Yeah, I did.
Who did you play with?
I played with a band called Dead Cuckoo. We played with the Malchicks.
How was
We actually, we only played one song. We broke the monitors. So the Malchicks had gone without monitors, and then Scott smashed the toilet, and we all got banned from the Starfish room.
Oh, wow.
There was fucking a flood everywhere. It was amazing.
How do you smash a toilet?
So you have to use a mic stand.
With a mic stand. A heavy base of a mic stand.
Did took the mic stand into the...
Yeah. Well, it was weird, because he was like, that was the 90s. You can't play. They broke the monitors, so he got pissed and smashed the toilet. And so, there was a big flood, and we ran. But we stole beer, so
that worked
out in the end.
That's probably why.
But that was like 97?
97.
That was a long time.
I was never in any of those bands.
And that place doesn't exist anymore.
Well, let's talk about the 90s, because I was playing a bunch of 90 musics. What other Vancouver bands of those times? There was Cobra Honey.
What's that?
There's Cover Honey. There's like the Saltines.
Yeah.
What were the big bands? So do you know Pluto? Pluto were the big bands.
Love Pluto.
We never played Pluto. Never the Malchicks did.
Yeah. But you know what else is big?
We've heard of Pluto. Pluto.
Limb Lifter was a big Vancouver band. Bloody Chicklets.
Ryan Dahl.
Did you play with those guys?
Like really show big or just like Shindig big?
It's bigger than Shindig.
It's like I took a shit in second place.
That's not true. 3 inches of blood? Come on. Yeah. We know a bunch of 90s
Name
bands.
The other one.
Come on.
Name the other one. The best part of Shindig, it's so popular that we don't even know who the fuck won. And like 5 years ago, it's like, who won? No one wrote it down.
It's not about who wins. It's
like 96. Who won? We're like, Saddle Sores? I think that was 98. I have no fucking idea.
No one writes it down.
Because no one thought to write this shit down once.
Who won this year, Ben?
I don't know.
No,
Theo Wells. Of course I do. Oh, Wells. And who won last year? Hidden Towers.
Yeah, there you go. You took you a while. You had to ask Chris Horrific.
No, he didn't.
Hold
on.
Horrific is fucking.
I also have a question.
Because 42.
Why did the Oh Wells steal a band name off your band name list?
That's an old story.
Was that actually... You guys want to be called Oh Wells?
No. We weren't. I used to have this band name list of 300 or 400
300,
bands,
yeah.
Like fictional band names. And I made this like, what,
95? The Killers
and, like,
was on
it's
it.
It's amazing to check it like, off. Yeah. Like, how many
seriously,
bands
any band
come off
name
of
you can think of, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, for real, he had it written down. You can get it out this yellowed piece of paper.
My Gay Husband was one of them.
Justin Bieber was one.
Yes, that's right. Is that your joke? Is that
yeah, that's my joke.
Justin Bieber? You're a fucking, like, you've been doing this for how long? Seriously, like, what, 11 years?
Exactly. And this is I run out. You only have so much.
I'm not
By the fifth
I'm
year,
not
I was out.
Here,
By
like,
the fifth year, I was out.
Play a song for me. Like, fuck you.
So, which band? I thought there was no swearing. No swearing on radio.
No, I wasn't going to swear. I literally, at this point, I wasn't going to swear. I was going to call you on censorship, and this whole thing worked out. But then in the pre-interview, you were like, oh, yeah, hey, kids, fuck, don't listen to 42. They swear a lot. So you basically said... It's okay to swear.
Yeah.
I didn't say they swear.
Twice,
I said they say a lot of things you don't.
Go
you
back
let,
in the
you
archives,
let,
my man.
You opened up Pandora's box.
You're boring
there, man.
Me. You're boring me. The song is called Queen of Sandwich.
I've never played this song.
We'll be right back.
so tell your kids. I just dropped my fucking pick. Wait. I just dropped my fucking pick. I just dropped my fucking pick. The E string. I did not bring a replacement. Hey guys, I broke my E string, which is kind of important in power chords to me. I did not bring a replacement, so things are gonna get interesting. You're welcome, people listening. You're about to hear a one of a kind, one of one. So
amazing.
You're welcome.
Fantastic. This is Davey's first
best
show.
Performance ever.
This is Davey's first show ever. That's the sound of failure. Human failure.
Can you just talk for a bit?
Yeah, I can.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like,
talk.
That wasn't signal enough that maybe you start talking? My fucking string broke, and you're like, what's gonna happen?
I was hoping you're hosting the show. I was hoping you could tell.
Like, literally, how long have you been doing this? Glasses thinks you're retarded.
Are you going to replace the string? Or just gonna
No.
There is actually no replacement string.
Why would
we're
I replace it?
Then just keep playing then.
We're going to figure out what we're going to do from now on. There was actually songs.
Yeah.
This is your job?
Songs.
Like, can you come and do my job for me?
Yeah.
Can you play? Fuck.
Just play. You're here to play. Let's go. Go ahead and play.
You're lucky that I'm the best. I'm professional.
Hey, Ben, who didn't show up? Who couldn't make it out here?
Yeah, what band are we replacing? Who dropped out?
Troll Roke. They played on Monday instead.
Who?
What?
Troll Roke, yeah.
Do you have a show on Monday?
Who?
Or they pick a better show to be on?
Yeah, I don't know. There was some confusion.
The confusion? Who? They were like, we got a better gig.
Yeah. We're just going to show up on Monday
it's
and play.
The road
that's
line.
John's
we got
band.
A better gig.
That's John's band. John Cow's band.
What?
Oh, John Cow. We got fucked by
John Cow. John Cow's the fucking king.
Well, too late now.
Fucking bowl of fucking...
We'll be right back.
because the band stopped playing.
Dude, are you serious? Like, you're picking your nose in that. It's fucking brutal. It's really embarrassing. It's embarrassing to the industry. It's embarrassing to everyone. Chris Horrific is in there just crying. He's so angry at you. He's seething angry.
It's true.
He can't even hear you.
He's squishing in his fists imported bananas and plantains. He's so fucking
veins
angry.
Veins are popping out on his
them at, just
fists.
Screaming. Can I get a hell yeah on that? I assume your mic's in there. I know you are.
Hell yeah!
Refile your records.
42 on CITR.
I got a broken E string. Super important to what I was going to do tonight.
We don't have a bassist. The bassist tonight is, and all nights, is the beer vending machine.
It's not a beer vending machine. It's an appropriate vending machine with appropriate beverages.
That's
am I
true.
Right?
A Pepsi.
Why
a
would
Pepsi
you just...
Vending,
holy
Pepsi,
shit.
Yo, wow.
It's a pop
Are you
machine.
Serious?
That cat is out of the bag.
You're an idiot. Get this guy
42 in CITR. They got more songs to play.
Sorry, would you
Minus
say
Minus the string, yes.
How many
what did you say to me?
How many songs
More
to
songs
me?
To play. I don't know, 30 minutes worth.
30 minutes of songs. I thought we've played 30 minutes.
It just feels like it, but
the song
yet.
Is called What an Amazing Song.
We'll be right back.
Was that half an hour?
It's almost there on CITR. So why don't you guys play more shows? What's going on?
He doesn't have enough money to buy
Easter eggs to break.
But this is more like an intervention. Why don't you play more shows?
Shit. We will play more shows if there's quality shows to play. We're not just playing.
That's not true. Just get us a show. Yeah. God damn it.
I'm not going to go fucking open up for some shitty band I've never heard of at some shitty venue at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday. What's the fucking point?
You haven't heard of bands since fucking 1995.
But seriously.
So what is a good band you want to open for then? What is a good band in town?
But like, why do bands do that? Yeah. They huck their gear out there. They climb up the fucking stairs. They set up on a Wednesday night at 7. And then what they make, $35? They're like two friends were there?
Hey, Davey, it's Thursday at 9, 10. We were making nothing.
Yeah, but we're not a real band.
Shh, don't say that on the air, idiot.
I'm sorry, we're a super real band. Super real.
Bell Rios is still around.
Amazing.
Are Bell Rios still around, Davey?
They played last night.
You know
night.
They're listening right now,
They
right?
played last night.
I know,
they played...
The last time I saw you guys play was at the Piccadilly Pub with Bell Rios.
That was the last time you saw us play? No, you were there at
Railway
Club with Amy Honey.
Not to see you. No offense. No. Oh, that's right. I played that show.
Yes.
I just meant that I didn't see you play. Don't.
That's amazing.
Don't.
You were playing that show.
So, Davey, we were talking.
They didn't know they were playing. I was on the balcony talking to you guys, and I think...
Yes, Amy Honey saw we were there and called us up on stage, and we played a set at, like, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
In my face.
Blind drunk, though, too. Like, one-eyed, covered, drunk.
Yeah.
Well,
that was your last show, which is insane. So that's what it takes, really.
Like,
what? To get you out to a show, what? Just to convince you to go see a show.
You know what? We're trying to keep a low profile right now.
That's all right, though, because you don't have to bring your own gear.
The last decade, we're keeping a low profile, trying to keep it indie rock, and just... You know,
There's going to be a 7-inch within the year.
It's pretty low profile.
There is talk of a 7.
Are you going to... Is the next show that you're going to play is when your mutton chops meet in the center of your chin?
They met a long time ago.
Hey, Chris, how come we can't open for you?
I don't play that much either.
You play way more than we do.
Once a month.
We play once a year. Once a year. Come on.
Here.
Do you guys want to play a show?
Where is it?
How much
does
it pay?
$35.
That is $35 more dollars than we're making right now.
Is it a Wednesday at 7? We'll take it.
Yeah.
Is it an all ages show in Langley? Because we'll drive. It doesn't matter.
Davey lives in Langley, so it's fine.
Oh, so good. So good.
Who would you want to play with?
My life's a fucking
joke. Other than Chris Terrific, who would you want to play with?
What's that?
Other than Chris Terrific, who would you want to play with?
I think anyone who would safely have us as an opener.
Japan Droids.
Yeah.
They're a great fucking local band.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. I don't think a lot of local bands in the last decade have actually been really good. Japan Droids are amazing.
Really
I don't even know those guys. And it's not like a friend thing. Those guys are fan fucking task fucking tick.
Jeez.
And they have 42 almost just as good. If you're really drunk.
But who isn't drunk on a Thursday night listening to CITR? No one's sitting at home like, I got to work in the morning, but CITR's on. You know, like, fuck, you're drunk if you're listening to CITR.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not saying otherwise.
Fuck o'clock, right?
Yeah, I'm not
Bryce
saying.
Bryce is listening?
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I hope Bryce is listening. I love you, buddy. E-strings for everyone.
Everyone took off. Forget him. Chris, we don't need him.
Chris,
we can run this.
Over?
We can run this shit by ourselves.
Terrific.
Let's just.
I'm asking.
Let's just. Let's just do this. Ben thought we were going for another epic.
Seriously.
Yes, adventure.
He what
went
are
to,
you doing?
He went to I'd go like, smoke crack.
Most bands, you know.
Okay,
bands, you can keep playing.
Fuck
you know. You can keep
fuck
playing.
You
know.
Shut the fuck up. First of all. This is the fifth time here. Every other time there's been breaks, you're like, I'm going to play some fucking band. And it's like, oh, cool, I get to take a break. This time you're like, can you play for 5 fucking hours straight while I pick my ass? What the fuck are you doing back there? What were you doing?
I have to do my job to put my stuff up.
Your
answer
job?
Phones. Look at the phones
job?
We ring off the hook.
People pay you for this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they pay me tons of money for this. The phones
this?
We ring
Why
off the hook.
Here?
I have to answer to your fans.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know what else I was actually thinking, which would be fun? We could do the first radio fantasy hockey trade, because Ben's in my fantasy hockey team.
Oh, this would be amazing. I think
no
you should,
trade.
Right now. Come on.
Oh, you know how long that would take?
Come on.
With you, yeah.
Come on.
Because in your words, you're a Jew.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah,
that's Ben's words, not mine. Ben,
that's
guy,
my people,
to read his
baby.
Emails, he's always like,
oh,
I
yeah.
hate Jews. Holocaust are super.
That's my people.
Like
Ben, that's my people.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
Yeah, Troy's a Jew, a real Jew, not a fake one I made up. Look at his nose.
Come on.
Oh, I should just pull the lever down.
You should have just made a trade, Ben.
Don't worry. Jews are not your target market, so it doesn't really matter.
He wasn't swearing.
Hey, Ben?
He wasn't swearing.
Ben? What happened? Are you okay?
What's that?
Are you okay?
No, it's okay. He
Here,
just,
should I not
he
have
just,
talked?
What's
oh,
that?
I forgot you don't like to talk about the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
that's
sorry.
Right.
Are you okay? Everything okay?
I'm all right. Are you okay?
Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm Jewish, so it's cool. I'm allowed to say whatever the fuck I want.
What?
I'm not Jewish. I'm Irish. I'm way better than Jews. Sorry, what were we talking about?
JV blacked out there for a minute.
Nothing. That wasn't really aired, but 10 minutes left. 10 minutes left on the show, thank God.
Someone 42, flipped the switch. Someone 42. Flipped the switch. Thanks.
This is the last 10 minutes. You will get to listen to 42 in the next year or so.
Ever again.
No, next year. You'll be back.
You can come see us with, Chris Riffick at the Rickshaw January 29th.
Jesus, we come back and rain fucking blood on Christians.
Would you open for Chris Riffick or would he open for you?
We would open for Chris Riffick.
Would he play in your band? Would you want him to play in your band?
Chris Riffick can play right now if he wants.
If he can keep up.
He's not.
Chris Riffick, he left.
He just gave you the finger.
Him and Luke are crying downstairs over a bottle of grappa.
You should play with Cho Rogue. That would be good too.
Who?
John Cal hasn't invited us to anything, and apparently we pick up his pieces.
He's got better shit to do. He's got bigger fish to fry than us.
I don't know.
He's not a heritage band, as Scott Walker puts it.
Scott Walker
from Saltines.
Yes. Heritage band?
Heritage band.
What does that mean?
Well, the Saltines.
I think he was joking.
No, talk more shit.
Well, the Saltines are playing again, so maybe you got to play with them again.
Yeah, but now they open for bigger bands. We used to play with them, and now it seems like they just open for bigger bands.
Well, then if they start at 7,
they played
you can start at 5.
Zulu Records a few weeks ago, but really? I mean, who the fuck goes to see his band shows at Zulu Records on a
You know who's
night,
playing
really?
At Zulu Records?
Who?
Whom?
Who's Barlow is playing at? Lou Barlow's playing.
Who is?
Lou Barlow is?
Yeah.
Dude, I saw Lou Barlow play like maybe 5 years ago. It was fucking horrible. I was so disappointed. It was like...
It was Sebado and we left.
No. Sebado was good.
I went to that one where they brought a tape deck.
Oh, you know what? It wasn't Lou Barlow. It was Folk Implosion. Same thing, but it was Folk Implosion.
Horrible.
The pick. It was horrible. We had to leave. It was literally like the worst show I've ever been to. That and Low and Bullfrog. Three worst shows I've ever been to.
Have you seen Low before?
Yeah, they sucked hard.
People just sit down and watch
it. No, I saw Spiritualize. Spiritualize rocked it. Low sucked a dick.
I love Low.
And not in a dick, like sucked a dick in a bad way. Like sucked a dick in a gay way.
I still love Low.
Low, that's Low.
Low sucks. Actually, all right. Spiritualize sucks too. They were cool in the 90s for a bit. I agree. They suck. Yeah. So does Bedhead. Fuck Bedhead.
Shut her to think.
Yeah, shut her to think, motherfucker. Fuck
let's all shout out band names for the rest of the 10 minutes we have.
Online Crush!
Online Crush? Wow.
No, I want to hear some confessions here. I want to hear some confessions. Here, like some bands that are actually popular that you got to be like, fuck them.
Tool!
Popular bands. High school popular.
The Dropkick Murphys!
Yeah.
What? Let's just play a song.
Wait. They have
Who cares about them?
Troy's right!
So, first the last time you ever hear that.
Fuck Peter Scar!
Thank you. We were 42.
Thank you, 42. On CITR, welcome back for the fifth time. It's only five times. And possibly next year we'll you'll come back. And before then, maybe you'll play a show with Chris Riffick.
Or at his place.
$35, Chris! $35
Wednesday night, 9 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock Wednesday night. At the Cellar, whatever it's called.
This Wednesday, 7
Dude,
o'clock.
I can't let the Cellar.
At the Four.
The Cellar ripped us off of money a long time ago. I had a huge fight with the fucking manager there.
Screw the Cellar.
Fuck the Cellar.
We're playing at the Red Room.
Also, who plays on Granville Street? Touring
band?
Fuck that shit.
No, the Cellar. Used to be a Fred's Uptown Caffin. Anyway, it's all tavern. It's all good. Okay, 42, thank you.
We miss you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
I was running away.